A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about Jesus spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. In yesterday's Gospel from Luke, we heard the story of the healing of the centurion's slave. Jesus heals the slave and then proclaims to the crowd his amazement at the Roman centurion's tremendous faith and belief in Jesus' healing power. "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." But in today's story of healing, the restoring of the widow's son to life, no word about faith, not one word about gratitude or praise, just a mother's tears before the raising and a son's random talking after it. This story isn't about faith or gratitude. This story is about grace, pure, unadulterated, undiluted, unearned, unasked for grace. The raising of this son to life doesn't happen because of a mother's faith or her son's worthiness. It happens because Jesus, the power of God, was deeply moved with compassion for this woman, this widow, for this mother. The mother didn't have to act faithfully. The son didn't have to live gratefully. This story is not about the terrible plight of the widow or the death of her son. It is about the compassion of Jesus for that widow, for us, and for the world. It's about Jesus, the Christ, the power and compassion of God restoring life. "Young man, I tell you, arise. Arise from your despair. Arise from your brokenness. Arise from your self-pity. Arise from your sinfulness. Arise from death. Arise. Arise together in Christ. For God continues to visit his people yesterday, today, and every day of our lives. Arise, for when grace comes into our lives, it requires nothing of us but a choice, to receive it or not."